This is Terry Mandelio dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Lee, for your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Donisha Telfair, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Donicia. Last name is Telfair. The patient is a 33-year-old female who was seen by me for evaluation on May 3rd, 2021, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient weighs 200 pounds, height 5'5" tall, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 12th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. She was hit on the driver's side by an 18-wheeler at an intersection, period. They failed to yield the right-of-way, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, period. She was jerked and injured in the injury, period. An airbag was deployed, period. She had immediate pain to the left shoulder, comma, left buttocks, comma, and headache, period. She also developed pain in her neck and low back, period. She has developed depression with a post-traumatic stress disorder, period. The pain in her left shoulder radiates to her neck, period. The patient is pregnant, and the pain has been worse with the pregnancy, period. The pain in the shoulder is daily and ranges in intensity on a good day to 6 over 10 and on a bad day 10 over 10, period. It's described as a throbbing tightness, period. The pain in her buttocks is better but not resolved, period. Her headaches have greatly improved, period. Present day, she has post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as depression from this automobile accident, period. The depression is greater than the post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, period. She continues to have low back pain, period. New paragraph. The approximate timeline of treatment as perceived by the patient was that day an ambulance took her to Eskenazi Hospital. A few days later, she followed up with performance wellness and had x-rays, period. She had physical therapy, several times, and they did treat her shoulder, period. She was seen at Methodist Emergency Room and had x-rays and was referred to her PCP, Dr. Dellinger, D-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, period. She was referred to pain management and has been getting three or four injections in the shoulder, period. She also had more physical therapy at IU and also physical therapy in February at Eskenazi, period. She was seen at mental health at IU for the post-traumatic stress disorder in the depression, period. She was also seen at Midwest Psychology Center by Dr. Kegler, K-E-G-L-E-R, period. Mapleton Clinic referred her to Dr. Lee, a neurologist, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Showering is difficult, period. She has difficulty getting dressed, period. Cooking and cleaning is difficult, period. Doing her hair is difficult, period. Driving over 15 minutes is difficult, period. She has difficulty roller skating, period. Housework is affected, period. It is difficult to play with her children, period. Sex and sleep are affected, period. Lifting over 7 pounds is uncomfortable, period. New paragraph. Medications include Zoloft, as well as over-the-counter medicines such as Tylenol, period. She is taking prenatal vitamins, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Zoloft, as well as Tylenol and other over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is negative, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the fact that the patient has never injured her left shoulder in the past, period. She has never had depression or post-traumatic stress disorder in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident approximately October 13th of 2020. The car was totaled, but no significant injuries or treatment, period. She was involved in an auto accident October 18th of 2020. It was a minor automobile accident with no injury or significant treatment, period. She has not had a prior work injury, period. She had a mild injury when she was roller skating at age 23, injuring her knee with no treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a childhood umbilical hernia repair, period. New paragraph, her occupation is that she is currently unemployed, period. She was a medical support assistant in the past, period. She did have to quit her job as she was having severe pain with sitting, period. Presently, she can work, but she can't do work that involves a great deal of motion of her left shoulder, period. She can, however, work full-time, period. New paragraph under allergies. Tylenol causes nausea, and she is allergic to ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, and I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Indiana Neurology Special Care, March 24th, 2021. History was the patient reports a motor vehicle accident, January 12th, 2021. Neck pain radiates into the left shoulder, has low back pain radiating into both buttocks, period. She has some weakness and numbness of the extremities, period. Impression is 1, history of motor vehicle accident, 2, history of headache, likely concussion, 3, neck pain with neuralgia, 4, low back pain slash buttocks pain, likely sciatica. Recommend an MRI of the brain, left shoulder, and lumbar spine. Injection therapy for pain relief, period. Notes from Mapleton Medical Center, March 10th, 2021. Assessment motor vehicle accident. Neurology referral. 2, trochanteric bursitis of the left hip. 3, strain of the left trapezius muscle. Emergency medicine note, Eskenazi, January 12, 2021. 31-year-old adult, restrained driver of a vehicle. Unsure of loss of consciousness, left-sided airbag deployment, period. Unable to open her door due to damage, was assisted in crawling out of the vehicle by bystanders, period. Complaining of pain to the left upper arm, also complaining of some tingling in the upper arm and left thigh, period. Final diagnosis was left upper arm pain, motor vehicle collision, period. Mental health from Eskenazi Hospital, March 18th, 2021. Diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder acute. The patient is a 32-year-old woman with no past psychiatric history who developed symptoms of PTSD after experiencing an auto accident in January of 2021, period. Notes from Priority Pain Solutions, March 4th, 2021. Patient presents for a consultation and exam for injuries sustained in a motor vehicle collision on January 12th, 2021. She is having left shoulder to upper back pain, comma, left buttocks to a left hip pain, comma, and tingling in her left arm and left foot, period. Assessment of shoulder pain, pain in the buttocks, strain of muscles of the left shoulder, and lumbago, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination was of the skin was normal, period. Examination of her mental status is that she appears depressed, period. Her gait was normal, period. Examination of the eyes revealed pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the cervical and lumbar areas revealed paravertebral muscle spasm in both areas. The cervical was greater than lumbar. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical and lumbar areas, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lumbar lordotic curves, period. Examination of the thoracic area was normal, period. In the cervical area, there was diminished range of motion as follows, period. Flexion was diminished by 28 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 24 degrees, period. Side bending on the left diminished by 30 degrees, period. Right diminished by 34 degrees, period. There was tenderness and crepitance on motion of the left shoulder, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left shoulder as follows, period. Extension diminished by 12 degrees, period. Flexion diminished by 32 degrees, period. Adduction, ADD, was diminished by 8 degrees, period. Abduction, ABD, was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Internal rotation diminished by 4 degrees, period. External rotation diminished by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 72 degrees left and 76 degrees right, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Tenderness noted on palpation, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment that I've outlined above and reviewed were all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, left shoulder trauma and strain. Number two, cervical strain with neuralgia. Number three, cephalgia with possible concussion. Number four, low back and buttocks pain with lumbar strain and trauma, period. Number five, post-traumatic stress disorder with depression, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of January 12, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book guides to evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for the following impairments, period. In reference to the left shoulder, the patient qualifies for a 3% upper extremity impairment utilizing table 15-5, page 402, period. This converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. In reference to the post-traumatic stress disorder with depression, the patient qualifies for at least a 2% whole body impairment utilizing section 14.2, period. She possibly may have a higher impairment pending further psychiatric testing / evaluation period. When we combine the total whole body impairment, she has a 10% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of January 12th of 2021 period. As the patient ages, she will be more prone to arthritis in the cervical, lumbar, and left shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient will need ongoing medication, both over-the-counter and topical analgesic medications, period. Estimated cost of these medications would be $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need more injections in her left shoulder at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. She is presently getting physical therapy once a week and will need some ongoing physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. We discussed that surgery was never suggested to her, period. The patient will need some additional psychology support and counseling at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation, period.